MLM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. Work continues to restore basic infrastructure in Galena after an ice jam on the Yukon River severely flooded the village last week. About 100 people are staying at the Galena Boarding School, located inside a diked area that was not flooded. The dorm and dining hall are serving as a shelter for locals whose homes were damaged and emergency responders, a mix of government, tribal, and Red Cross personnel. City Manager Greg Moyer has a short list of priorities for the week, including restoration of the city power, water, and roads, and disposal of garbage.
We are cut off from our landfill. And we have rotting meat and stuff. It's a shame. People's freezers. We have just normal waste that we're developing here just for our responders and getting that somewhere. Having a secondary landfill or a boat. If we have to boat up garbage to our landfill, we have to fly it up and sling it. We're going to have to do that.
Moyer says other priorities for the week include a contamination assessment, restoration of phone and internet community-wide, reopening of the post office, and getting the local public radio station back on the air. He says a lot of pieces need to come together before the majority of the village's 400 residents who evacuated can return from Fairbanks, Anchorage, and neighboring villages.
People that want to check on their homes, which they don't know now if it, unless they're learning from friends, that they have anything to come home to. What do you do then? Housing. It's just critical for those that just didn't lose their house off their foundation. They need sheetrock. They need those kind of supplies. Well, how do they get them in here?
Moyer says a transition is happening now as locals move beyond surviving the disaster to what's next, whether and how they will rebuild their lives in Galena.
Trying to think where their future is going to lie now and their jobs and their homes and just their whole livelihood.
Moyer welcomes volunteer organizations coming in to help when basic infrastructure can support more people. The community also needs money. The state has already declared a disaster, activating access to grant and loan programs. State Response Manager Claude Denver says Galena residents should have access to multiple sources of government aid. Denver encourages Galena residents to document all damage before cleaning up and making repairs. Assessment teams coming to town this week will gather information needed to apply for a federal disaster declaration, allowing the Federal Emergency Management Agency to come in. The Nome Joint Utility met for a special meeting yesterday to hear a protest from ProWest contractors regarding a recent bid award. The utility request was for barge services from Seattle and Anchorage to Nome, transporting water and sewer construction materials. Utility manager John Handelin explains that three bids came in last month from Northland Marine, ProWest Contractors, and from Alaska Logistics. Although the offer from ProWest was the lowest bid from Seattle to Nome at about $150,000, Handelin says some of their proposal was inconsistent with what utility requested.
Based on the fact that we did not receive a barge bid for both Anchorage and Seattle, as well as the use of contractors as opposed to direct employees, we found their bid to be non-responsive.
The bid was granted to Northland Marine, although the cost was $10,000 higher. Lloyd Gilman from ProWest Contractors spoke to the utility board yesterday afternoon.
So I don't understand, you know, how saving money is not of value to the city of Nome or the Nome Joint Utilities.
The board met in executive session after hearing Gilman's remarks to discuss a final decision on the bid protest. The board is meeting today at 9 a.m. at the city council chambers to adopt a final decision. Future federal assistance may be available for coastal communities dealing with increased flooding and erosion in western Alaska. The Water Resources Development Act, or WRDA, passed the U.S. Senate last month and included language added by Senator Lisa Murkowski to help Alaska Native communities prepare and respond to these disasters. WERDA provides congressional authorization to the Army Corps of Engineers to move forward with water-related infrastructure projects. Senator Murkowski says this is an opportunity for the Corps to work on risk reduction programs for coastal areas.
Specifically, that means things like shore protection, like rocks, barricades. It does provide the Army Corps more authority to work with communities on planning and relocation efforts if that is what is necessitated.
Senator Murkowski says it is important to remember not only the storms on the eastern seaboard, but also the violent storms in the Bering Sea that cause coastal erosion and flooding.
It is important to recognize even our small communities that are on our coastline.
The Federal Water Resources Development Act does not provide direct funding to communities. The act only gives the Corps of Engineers authority to spend money. As for getting money to spend, Senator Murkowski says the Corps of Engineers still has to go through the appropriations process. That is, Congress needs to approve the Corps' budget. Murkowski says appropriations is a tough environment right now, caught between the House and the Senate, Democrats and Republicans.
The funding is limited because we are facing considerable debt at $16 trillion plus in debt. It's tough budget time. So I don't want it to sound like there is not certainty about the spending process, but in fairness, there are many competing priorities.
Senator Murkowski says oftentimes when looking at a cost-benefit analysis, it is expensive to relocate a community in Alaska or to put breakwaters up or reinforce receding coastlines. But she says WERDA is an opportunity to emphasize the needs of Alaska.
A community on the eastern seaboard that may be heavily populated, they enjoy certain protections. Alaskans should enjoy them as well.
Besides provisions focusing on coastal communities, WERDA also authorizes the ability to advance a deep draft Arctic port, as well as subsistence and small boat harbors. Reauthorization of the Federal Water Resources Development Act still needs to pass the U.S. House and have the president's final signature. An Anchorage senator is planning to run for lieutenant governor next year. Republican Leslie McGuire filed a declaration of candidacy with the Division of Elections on Wednesday. She also filled out a candidate registration for the Alaska Public Offices Commission. McGuire served in the Alaska House before winning election to the state Senate in 2006. She was reelected last year and served as Senate Rules Chairwoman during the last legislative session. The 42-year-old McGuire was part of the bipartisan coalition created after the 2006 elections that controlled the Senate until Republicans seized control after last fall's elections. She was one of the leaders of the new GOP-led majority this past session. Alaska's current lieutenant governor, Republican Mead Treadwell, is considering a run for U.S. Senate next year. The price of gold in New York has risen $13.30, trading at $1,417 even. Silver has risen 20 cents, trading at $22.85. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is about 2 hours behind schedule. It's expected to arrive at 10:54 and depart at 11:29. Unofficially 34 degrees outside the KNOM studios, close to 11 minutes after 9 o'clock.